I'm at Sitka's Fortress of the Bear, following Les Kinnear into a dark shipping container.
Careful coming out. It's probably a little slippery.
Inside, light shines through just a few holes. It's dim and warm, and at the back is a metal mesh fence. Behind that fence is another wire enclosure, with a thick bed of straw and a dog crate in the corner. And poking her head out of the crate...
Hi, little girl!
...is Smokey the Bear, the 9-month-old bear cub who is the fortress's newest and youngest resident. Kinnear runs the Fortress of the Bear with his wife, Evie. He settles down in the straw, holding a bucket of apple bits and dog kibble. And this... is the sound of the bear cub eating out of his hand.
The fun part is teaching her that there's enough food for her now, that she does not have to panic and eat everything at once, because there will be food, and more food, and lots of it. So we come in here a couple times a day, 3-4 times a day, in fact, and sit in here and work with her.
Little Smokey is taking every bite as fast as he will hand it to her. She's the size of a spaniel with a thick coat that makes her look much bigger than her 25 pounds. Her face is all snout.
Yeah, if you shaved her, she'd look like a chihuahua. She has a lot of fur on her.
The cub was captured in Seward, where staff at the Spring Creek Correctional Center found her in the space used for smoking breaks, hence her name, which Kinnear says she'll be keeping.
And they say she was eating cigarette butts and candy wrappers off the floor before she was captured. Her mother had been dead several days, and they scheduled to kill her.
The bear cub was a minor internet sensation after an organization called Angels for Animals posted a photo of her on their Facebook page, along with contact information for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Angels for Animals says the post reached 300,000 people, and the Department of Fish and Game was inundated with messages begging them not to euthanize the cub. The Kinnears volunteered to take Smokey, and it's a big undertaking. Now that she's here for life. She can't be released back into the wild, and black bears can live up to 20 years in captivity, Kinnear says. This winter, the fortress will have to build a new, separate enclosure to house her. The existing two structures house 5 brown bears and wouldn't be safe or big enough. Kinnear expects to get a second black bear cub from Fish and Game soon to keep her company. For now, in her temporary digs, Smokey has her head entirely inside the bucket, finishing off the apple and kibble.
She's got her whole head in that can.
Yeah. Here you go, kid. Hey, that's good. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's the last of it. Okay.
Reporting for KCAW, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.